This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Colorado fur ban petition heads to Wildlife Commission despite voters' rejection. The Center for Biological Diversity asks the CPW Commission to ban commercial fur sales statewide. Agency staff recommends rejection, citing lack of scientific evidence. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission is expected to vote this week on a citizen petition to ban the commercial sale of wildlife furs statewide, less than 2 years after Denver voters rejected a nearly identical proposal by a 16-point margin. The Center for Biological Diversity, a national environmental organization, filed the petition in June 2025. The proposal would prohibit the commercial sale, barter, or trade of wildlife fur in Colorado, with some exemptions. CPW staff has recommended that the commission reject the petition. In a memo to commissioners, the agency said the petition lacks solid evidence that commercial fur sales drive harvest levels in Colorado, and that the agency does not have data that indicates unsustainable harvest levels. On the question of bypassing voters for a bureaucratic vote, critics of the petition say the move represents an attempt to circumvent the democratic process. In 2024, nearly 58% of Denver voters rejected initiated Ordinance 38, a measure that would have banned the making or selling of fur-based products in the city, according to the Denver Post. That same election cycle, voters statewide defeated Proposition 27, a proposed ban on mountain lion and bobcat hunting, by a 10-point margin. Only 6 of Colorado's 64 counties voted in favor of that measure. Rather than returning to the ballot, advocates are now petitioning the CPW Commission, an 11-member body of politically appointed officials, to impose the ban through administrative rulemaking. Dan Gates, executive director of Coloradans for Responsible Wildlife Management, told Cowboy State Daily, "The governor and the first gentleman are animal rights extremists, and they've appointed people with similar views to positions of influence." He was referring to Governor Jared Polis and his husband Marlon Reyes. Gates, who also serves as chair of the Colorado Sportspersons Roundtable and previously served as campaign spokesman for the committee that defeated Proposition 127, said the commission should reject the petition and let the agency manage wildlife. Turning to the debate over renewable resources versus petroleum products, Trent Luce, an agricultural advocate who has spent 26 years covering rural issues, highlighted the contradiction in banning natural animal products while simultaneously opposing the petroleum-based alternatives. Luce said on The Kim Monson Show, "Because if you do not make clothing from animals, which are completely renewable, they're natural, they're God's gift to be a part of life, and then we harvest them and they provide warmth and protection for us. If you don't use the animal, you have no choice but to use a petroleum product." Luce pointed out that the same groups pushing fur bans also advocate for eliminating fossil fuels from everyday life. He asked, "So you choose petroleum over something that is grown in Colorado?" The proposed ban would exempt beaver fur used in cowboy hats, a carve-out critics say undermines the petition's stated purpose. During Denver's 2024 fur ban debate, the potential impact on the National Western Stock Show and the cowboy hat industry was a significant point of contention. Kim Monson said on her show, "If, in fact, these people believed in a fur ban, then you don't peel out some industry that can get special treatment. So what this is the camel's nose under the tent." Looking at what the petition claims, Samantha Miller, senior carnivore campaigner with the Center for Biological Diversity, told Cowboy State Daily that the petition is not about trying to ban trapping and hunting, but about aligning trapping with the North American model of wildlife conservation. Miller said, "If we shouldn't have commercial markets for big game, it should be the same for all wildlife." However, Dan Gates wrote in Colorado Politics that the North American model historically provides an exemption for the sale of fur-bearer parts, contradicting the petition's own framing. He called the petition's evidence appeals to emotion and poorly constructed reasoning, noting it includes an unsubstantiated allusion to climate change negatively impacting fur-bearers. On bracing for a packed house, the CPW Commission moved its March 4th and 5th meeting from its regular venue to the DoubleTree by Hilton in Westminster to accommodate anticipated crowds. The agency warned attendees that there might not be enough time for everyone to speak and asked them to leave weapons at home, per the hotel's policy. The Colorado Cattlemen's Association urged members to attend, saying outside activist organizations are pressuring the CPW Commission to bypass science, ignore voters, and impose a commercial fur ban that Colorado has already rejected. Coloradans for Responsible Wildlife Management cited several points in its opposition. Fur bearer populations in Colorado are healthy and abundant. There is no scientific evidence supporting claims of population decline, and the North American model allows regulated commercial use of wildlife. And now, Kim's perspective. The decision about whether to ban commercial fur in Colorado should be made by voters or by wildlife biologists relying on the best available science. Instead, animal rights activists are asking a handful of politically appointed commissioners to override both the democratic process and the agency's own scientific recommendations. When bureaucrats can shut down one lawful industry without scientific justification, every business owner in Colorado should take notice. The precedent affects far more than cowboy hats. This article is available at kimmonson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Colorado News Briefing.